This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Quran Gems session number two, or episode number two. Yesterday we talked about Al-Fatiha and a little intro about Surah Al-Baqarah. Today, inshallah ta'ala, in fact, the Qari is today, they will recite from page 27 until page 51. Another juz and a quarter every day for the next 10 days, I believe, 15 days. 10 days, they will be reciting about a juz and a quarter so that they can complete the recitation of the Qur'an, the khatmat of the Qur'an, by the night of the 27th, inshallah ta'ala. Right. So, Surah Al-Baqarah. Yesterday, I only briefly spoke about Surah Al-Baqarah, especially what is covered in the first juz of Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is Surah number 2, and it has 286 verses, and it is Surah Madaniyah. Surah Al-Fatiha is Makkiyah. Whereas Surah Al-Baqarah is Madaniyah, which means it's been revealed in Medina. Whereas Surah Al-Fatiha is revealed in Mecca. When we say, and here's a gem for all of you, please note down the gems, because we're going to be, inshallah ta'ala, testing you about these gems. 286 verses in Surah Al-Baqarah. So if you want to know how many Mecca surahs and how many Madani surahs, you take Surah Al-Baqarah, 286, 28 Meccans and 86 Madani. 286, 28 surahs are Mecca surahs and 86 surahs are Madani surahs. These are in terms of the Mecca and Madani surahs. The Prophet Muhammad says, with regard to Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, don't make your homes like the graveyard, like the graves. So he says, for the shaytan yanfir, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَنْفِرُ مِنْ بَيْتٍ تُقْرَأُ فِيهِ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ. For the shaytan, he runs away from a home whereby Surah Al-Baqarah is being recited in. And when you recite Surah Al-Baqarah, in fact, the sunnah is that you recite Surah Al-Baqarah every 3 days, as the Prophet Muhammad says, in your home, and shaytan will not enter and approach your home for that 3 days. Every 3 days, you recite Surah Al-Baqarah. Those of you who don't know how to recite Surah Al-Baqarah, maybe you can put in some tape or some on your app or whatnot, and let it recite Surah Al-Baqarah on your behalf. The Prophet Muhammad also says, with regards to Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Surah Al-Baqarah, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, iqra'u zahrawain, and he says, iqra'u Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Al-Baqarah, fa'inna akhdaha barakah. وَإِنَّ أَخْدَهَا بَرَكَةً وَتَرْكُهَا حَصْرًا وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةً. He said, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, حَدِثِ reported by Muslim, صحيح Muslim Bukhari. He says, read Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِنَّ أَخْدَهَا, for if you were to take on it, if you were to recite it, and adopt it, and uphold on it, he says, it would be barakah. It will be barakah in when we say barakah, it's a blessing. Blessing in your life, blessing in your income, blessing with your children, blessing at work, all types of barakah. And then he says, وَتَرْكُهَا حَصْرَةً. And if you were to neglect it, it will be hasra, it will be regret for you because you have left out on so many goods. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةً. And for the magicians, those who practice black magic, they run away from it. They cannot take it. They cannot confront Surah Al-Baqarah. Because the Prophet says, Surah Al-Baqarah, if it's recited in your home, shaytan will not approach your home. Yesterday, when we talked about the very first topics covered in Surah Al-Baqarah, we said very first that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spoke about the believers, and then he spoke about the kafirs, and then he spoke about the al-munafiq. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he moved to talking about Adam alayhi salam, and the story of Adam, and the creation of this universe. And then Allah azza wa jalla talked about Musa, and Bani Israel, and the story of the cow, and the slaughtering of the cow. And here, maybe the gem I would take from it is, with regard to Bani Israel, asking too many questions about the cow, this cow, what color, what kind, what size, you know, this is what can we take from this. If you were to, when the Prophet Muhammad, or when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, do this, and then you start asking questions, or doubting, or asking for fatwas, or shopping for fatwas, this is something like you're mimicking Bani Israel. Do as Allah says. Do as the Prophet Muhammad says. Don't keep doing what Bani Israel did, whereby the order was very, very transparent and very clear. In fact, what they were doing instead is they were ridiculing the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about, now, juz number two. The Qari, he started with one of the most, in fact, if I were just to concentrate on this ayah, it would suffice. When he says, لَيْسَ الْبِرُّ أَن تُوَلُّوا لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. He says, righteousness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, righteousness, it is not that you face, you know, your تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. يعني somebody who may say, I pray, I'm good, I'm righteous. I'm here, I'm righteous. I give sadaqah, I'm righteous. I volunteer, I'm righteous. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ. This is the birr, is in fact, it's a comprehensive term that comprises all the above. أَن تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Allah has given so many criteria with regard to what actually righteousness is. مَعْنَ الْبِرْ. So this is another amazing journey that you may take from this, the beginning of the second juz of Surah Al-Baqarah. And then, right after that, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about al-wasiyah. When Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "Kutiba alaykum ida hadra ahadakum al-maut, and ahadakum al-maut, in taraka khayran al-wasiyah lil-walidain wal-aqrabun." Al-wasiyah is the will. And today, in fact, personally, I went to my lawyer and I had to renew my will. And if you have not done so, please do and renew, or at least have your wasiyah. Before the Prophet Muhammad says, you cannot sleep at night unless you have your will written. Your will, your wasiyah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about it here in Surah Al-Baqarah in that second juz. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, right after the wasiyah, He talks about, as I mentioned yesterday, brothers and sisters, I cannot give the haqq to this Qur'an. I cannot give the haqq to the translation, because every point requires a khutbah or a series. But here, because it's called Qur'an Gems, I'm only summarizing and giving you the golden summary of what's been recited, or what will be recited today, inshaAllah ta'ala. So I ask Allah to forgive me, and I ask you also to forgive me, you know, because I'm not giving the haqq to this translation or to this yani tafsir. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right after the wasiyah, start talking about as-siyam. No wonder. As-siyam. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. As-siyam has been prescribed upon you. When you go to a doctor, he gives you a prescription. And that prescription is maybe for a physical, some physical health problem or whatnot. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ. Siyam has been prescribed upon you as it has been prescribed on people before you. What kind of prescription? What siyam is? Siyam gives you what kind of prescription here? Talking about not only physical issues, mental health, physical health, spiritual health, all types of health. You will find the cure in as-siyam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says also in the same surah, in the same ayah, was siyam khayrun lak. What is the ayah, Shaykhna? Wa anta sumu khayrun lakum. Sah. And fasting is better for you if you want to know. So Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about siyam, and then He says about the beauty, or in fact what you get out of siyam, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may acquire self-consciousness and God-consciousness, يعني taqwa. And then right after that, Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is not coincidence here, when Allah talks about wasiyah, right after the wasiyah talks about siyam, and He talks about Qur'an. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Why صيام? Why Quran? This is what we're doing here. We're fasting and then we're reciting the Quran. We're reciting the Quran. The Quran has been revealed in the month of the Quran. And then right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about dua. This is exactly what is happening in Ramadan. We make dua, we fast, we read Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ فَإِذَا وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my servants ask about me, O Muhammad, I am near, I answer the call of the needy. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And right after that, guess what Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about? Brothers and sisters, for the Ferrero Rocher and the sisters, they also have chocolate today. Right after Ramadan comes another blessed month, or blessed months with an S. Ramadan is the month of the fasting. And then after Ramadan comes in the other month. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, right after that, He talks about it in the Surah Al-Baqarah. What is that month or the months? Not Shawwal. Who says Hajj first? Hajj. Who said that? Now everybody says Hajj because you saw this, huh? Chocolate. Here we go. Hajj. Why Hajj? Zakallah khair. Who said Hajj here? Nobody. Enter. Cha cha. He said Hajj. Are you sure? Or just this? Sisters, if you said Hajj, give them the chocolate as well. Here we go. Na'am, Hajj. Why Hajj? This is what we need Ramadan for. You know, the dua, the Quran, the spiritual uplifting to get ready for Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again about حَوَاتِمُ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةِ لِلَّهِ. And then he talks about the dua that some people are making for Hajj. Here's another gem. He says, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Here's the beauty. Some of us, when we make that dua, Allah is teaching us what kind of dua to make and what kind of dua not to make. He says, and some of the people, they say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Some people, they only ask the mata' of the dunya, the beauty of the dunya, the beauty of this world. Oh Allah, find me a wife. You have one. Oh Allah, find me a wife. Ameen. Oh Allah, grant me a husband. Oh Allah, grant me a car. Oh Allah, grant me this. Oh Allah, only the dunya. But they forget about the akhirah. So Allah is saying, they only get what they have asked for in the dunya. But ask for the dunya and the akhirah. This is the best. When you ask for the good of the dunya and the good of the akhirah. And من الناس ما يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذابا. Allah, here's the beauty. You're making du'a for this dunya and also making du'a for Allah Azza wa Jalla to save you from the punishment of Allah. So that's a gem. And then right after that, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about ahkam. I'm almost done. 30 seconds. Let's talk about ahkam. What kind of ahkam? Rulings? Rulings of nikah, rulings of talaq. Right after that, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about this ahkam of nikah and who to marry and who not to marry. Marry al-muhsanat, don't marry al-mushrikat. And what happens, what's more important about nikah is actually what happens right after the nikah. And then right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, again, back to Bani Israel and the story of Jalut and Tawut and how Allah azza wa jalla talks about or explains that the nusra comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَزَمَوْهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. The victory comes from Allah azza wa jalla. Although the Muslims were outnumbered, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهَزَمَوْهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتُ وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْحِكْمَةِ وَحَلَّهُمْ أَيْشَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the believers al-nusrah, the victory. And after that, Allah azza wa jalla talks about ayatu, the best ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. Ayat. You don't even know. Who knows Ayatul Kursi? You too. Okay, here it is. Ayatul Kursi. Here we go. Ayatul Kursi. Brothers and sisters, why Ayatul Kursi? Why should you recite it in the morning? Why should you recite it before you sleep? Why should you recite it after every salah? The Prophet Muhammad says, for those who recite Ayat al-Kursi after every salah, if that person was to die, nothing would prevent him from entering Jannah. Ayat al-Kursi. And then this is the end of Juz that we will be reciting today, inshaAllah ta'ala. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless you, to accept from you. We have three competitions happening, inshaAllah ta'ala. First competition is about memorizing the names of Allah, inshaAllah ta'ala, throughout this month of Ramadan. Second competition, memorizing Surah Al-Baqarah, maybe Baqarah, too much on them. Ar-Rahman, everybody. Surah Ar-Rahman, number three. We have an adhan competition. So those of you who want to test their voices, inshallah ta'ala, come forth. We will do an adhan competition as well, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum, zakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.